In this bulletin, Australia to face co-hosts the United States in next year's World Cup. Vladimir Putin promises the uninterrupted sale of oil to India. And in cricket, Australia build their lead in the second Ashes test against England. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sunil Awasthi. Australia has been drawn in the same group as co-hosts the United States for next year's Football World Cup. The draw for the tournament has been held in Washington in the presence of dignitaries including US President Donald Trump. Australia is in Group D next June alongside the US, Paraguay and the winner of next March's European playoff between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia and Kosovo. FIFA has clarified that exact dates, times and venues for each match will be confirmed tomorrow. The top two teams in each of the 12 groups, plus the eight best-ranked third-placed teams, will make it to the knockout stage of the newly expanded 48-team Men's World Cup. US President Donald Trump has become the first ever recipient of FIFA's Peace Prize at the 2026 World Cup draw. Gianni Infantino, the head of World Football's governing body and a close ally of the president, has presented Mr. Trump with the award during the ceremony in Washington. In accepting the award, Mr. Trump says it is one of the great honours of his life.
We saved millions and millions of lives. The Congo is an example, over 10 million people killed, and it was heading for another 10 million very quickly, and it just... You know, the fact that we could do that, India, Pakistan, so many different wars that we're able to end, in some cases a little bit before they started, just right before they started. It was going to be late, but we got them done.
Mr. Infantino says Mr. Trump has won the award for exceptional and extraordinary actions to promote peace and unity around the world. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he is ready to continue uninterrupted shipments of fuel to India, in spite of heavy pressure from the United States for India to stop buying oil from Russia. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is hosting Mr. Putin at a summit in Delhi. In his first visit to the country since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022, Mr. Putin has been given a red carpet welcome with an honour guard and a 21-gun salute. Mr. Putin says the countries have pledged to develop multifaceted relations and boost trade, in particular the supply of oil and gas. Dangerous fire conditions are set to continue across parts of eastern Australia, with fierce dry lightning risks sparking new blazes. In Tasmania, authorities say it is not yet safe for residents affected by a fire at Dolphin Sands to return home after more than a dozen cars and buildings were damaged and two firefighters injured. But cooler temperatures and showers washing across the state today will likely bring some relief to fire crews. A fire on the New South Wales mid-north coast at Beulah Deelah has been downgraded but is not yet under control. Total fire bans are in place for much of New South Wales, with heat wave conditions set to remain throughout the day. In Victoria, firefighters are working to contain a bushfire in Markwood, northeast of Melbourne, which has affected at least three properties. The National Commissioner for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Children and Young People has slammed Victoria's new adult time for violent crime laws. The legislation passed Parliament late on Thursday, allowing children as young as 14 to face life sentences for a number of violent crimes. These include home invasion, carjacking and armed robbery, with the legislation mirroring similar tough-on-crime reforms in Queensland. The Commissioner, Sue Ann Hunter, has told NITV that the laws breach Australia's human rights obligations and won't make the community safer.
Because we're not addressing the underlying issues of whatever that is for that child, whether it be a health issue undiagnosed, whether it be family violence at home. You know, if we don't intervene early, this will continue to happen. Each time we choose punishment over prevention, we compound their trauma, fuel reoffending and entrench the very behaviours we claim we want to stop as a society.
In cricket, Australia is on top after 2 days of the second Ashes test against England in Brisbane. After dismissing England for 334 in their first innings early on day two, Australia is 6 for 378 in their own first innings. That's a lead of 44 runs with four wickets in hand entering day three. The Australians, who scored at more than 5 runs per over, were helped by England dropping 4 catches in the final session. Opening batsman Jake Weatherall top scored for Australia, scoring 72. Manus Labuschagne was second top scorer, getting 6. He's told Fox Cricket Australia have set themselves up to bowl at England in favourable conditions on the evening of day three.
You know, that was a crucial last hour there for us. to get to the end of play, six down, gives us a bit of time in the morning in that day session, and then obviously pushes our bowling innings later into the night.
I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.